Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We're reading this week and discussing our place at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus, from which we exercise the authority of the believer that was bestowed upon us. I'm reading to you this week from The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan. He writes in his, and he passed away in 1956. He was a missionary to the Philippines, to China. And these classic writings that he wrote have been put together in a book. And you need that book because you need to know. And his words are so good about it. He writes, "The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. To confront this, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see the ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. That you and me, we are seated at the right hand of Christ." You can go back if you didn't listen before, and you can find out what he has written about how when he was raised from the dead, we were raised from the dead with him. That there may be no misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit's meaning of this presentation of the truth of the elevation of the Lord's people with their head, he says it twice. And in Ephesians 2, 4 through 6, he says that we are made to sit with Christ in the heavenlies. Christ's seat is at the right hand of God. His people, therefore, occupy with him the same august position. This honor is not to a chosen few, but is the portion of all those who share the resurrection of the Son of God. It is the birthright of every believer, of every born-again child of God. He sat down on the right hand of the throne of majesty in the heavens. Hebrews 8:1. The right hand of the throne of God is the center of power of the whole universe. And the exercising of the power of the throne was committed unto the ascended Lord. He is still there in full possession of his rights, awaiting the Father's time when his enemies shall be made the footstool of his feet. The elevation of his people with him to the heavenlies has no other meaning than that they are made sharers potentially for the present of the authority which is his. They are made to sit with him, that is, they share his throne. To share a throne means without question to partake of the authority which it represents. Indeed, they have been thus elevated in the plan of God for this very purpose, that they may even now exercise, to the extent of their spiritual apprehension, authority over the powers of the air and over the conditions which those powers have brought about on the earth and are still creating through their ceaseless manipulations of the minds and circumstances of mankind. It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. The Bible calls him the prince of this world, the god of this world, the prince of the powers of the air. He is here as long as Adam's lease runs out. Of course, Jesus has defeated him. He is totally defeated by the Lord, and the Lord has handed the authority on the earth to you and me. But although he is a rebel against the Most High, Satan, and is now under judgment of dispossession, he is still at large. And as the masses of mankind are also rebels, he maintains rule over them. An unquestioned, because unsuspected, rule, their eyes being blinded to his dominance. 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is a rebellious system, operates in the heavenlies and operates down through kings of the earth upon the earth, human rulers. But the seats of authority of those rebellious spiritual rulers, the whole world lies in darkness. We saw in the book of Daniel that there's the prince of Persia, there's the prince of Grecia. These are princes of the powers of the air. There's a double kingdom system. But he is seated far above them, and we are seated far above them. The seats of the authority of these rebellious rulers, spiritual rulers, are in the heavenlies. Satan's throne is not in hell right now. In Jesus' time, he said it was over Pergamon. Revelation tells us that, which was in Turkey, a Greek city. And that seat of Satan has moved from time to time. From there, the spiritual rulers have dominated the human race since its fall. And they will remain until the divine purpose of the ages is complete. The God of the whole earth does not propose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his authority. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, he has told us. And God has now redeemed a people and purified them and has introduced them potentially into the heavenlies. We are there. We are, and in actuality, when this whole thing is over, his people, us, the born-again body of Christ, will in actuality take the seats of the powers of the air, thereby superseding those who have manifested their unfitness and unworthiness. This purpose, present and future, is very definitely stated in Ephesians chapter 3, 9 through 11. Here it is revealed as the divine will that now, the present time, under the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, might be made known through the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Ephesians 3:10. The church is to be God's instrument in declaring to those rebellious and now usurping powers the divine purpose and in administering their principalities after they have been unseated and cast down. We'll minister those later. This is further declared to be, quote, according to the eternal purpose of the age, which he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, Ephesians 3:11. That is to say, God, through all the past ages, has had in view this wonderful plan of preparing in Christ Jesus a people chosen and called and faithful, whom he might place in these heavenly seats to rule through the ages to come. And I agree with him, you may or may not, but he believes that Israel would administer the earthly kingdom and will be head of the nations, but over all will rule the exalted church as the executive of God and taking over, of course, all those seats that are now in the heavenlies. Now, when you get this book, and I want you to have this book, I tell everybody, do page 27. Page 27, Macmillan writes this. Do we believe that God hath quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus? As it is written in Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. If we do, our reaction to it will be a fervent. And now he gives you a prayer I sometimes pray. When I'm doing this, I do this first things in the morning. Quote, Lord, I accept your gracious word. I believe that you have thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at your right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry, how to exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen. Macmillan goes on. If we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Let us, morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ, as suggested in the previous paragraph, and return thanks to God for all that it implies. Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and that they are in subjection to us. As our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. As we continue to abide closely in Him, our prayers for the advancement of the kingdom will become less and less the uttering of petitions and will increasingly manifest the exercise of a spiritual authority that recognizes no boundaries, but fearlessly binds the forces of darkness in any part of the world. You see, folks, The price of constant victory is constant watchfulness. Be vigilant. Watch all the time, because your adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may devour. One of the watches that we do and perform is from our seat in the heavenlies, our ministry in the heavenlies. Every morning I get up, and in my house, I have a window where I'm looking out at my favorite things. Not my favorite things. My family's not there, but birds, my hummingbirds. They've gone south for the winter now, but I still got other birds I feed, and then I can look down across to the horses, and it's just beautiful. But really, when I sit in that chair, that soft chair, and I'm really looking past it, I'm seated in the heavenlies. I'm seated at the right hand of the Father. And I read the prayer in Ephesians. I pray the prayer in Ephesians. And I don't stop at the end of chapter 1. I go on down into chapter 2, where it says that God, when he quickened Jesus, he quickened me. When he raised him, he raised me. When he seated him, he seated me. He seated me at his right hand. And so first thing I do, I'm sitting there, I look to my left, where I close my eyes usually and look to the left, where there sits the Father. I'm at the right in the Son. And I praise the Father for his great plan of redemption that he planned and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to consummate with his own precious blood. He translated me out of the authority of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. And then I say, Father, for your glory, I'm going to speak now, and I'm going to reign like you told me to in Romans 5:17. Over the kingdom of darkness in this life. And I say, kingdom of darkness, you listen to me. In Jesus' name, you're not going to these places today, because I set up a bloodline. I overcome you with the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I draw blood rings around all the good works that God has ordained I should walk in. Prayer in that mountain in the Galilee, prayer mountain in the Ozarks, a glorious church fellowship, Pastor Lee and all the congregation, Hope Center Church, and around Champions for Christ. And you stay away today from, and I name all my family, Tom, Shelley, Kylie, Cody, Aubrey, Eiley, go right on down till I end up with the 2-year-old, Isaac Nathaniel, and then Caleb Kent Brim, my little young ones. I go through every single name, and I draw the bloodline over them. I also recently sent all of them an email, and I said, get out Mimi's book again, The Blood and the Glory. Read how to put up a blood watch. Sit up in that chair in Authority of the Believer. 2 books you need right now, The Authority of the Believer and The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim. Please come and join us if you can at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Autumn Assembly of Prayer, October 27th. Through 31 at the Branson Convention Center at the Hilton Hotel, right near the landing. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 to register, or go on billybrim.org. This is Billy Brim saying, Shabbat Shalom, peace of the Sabbath.